Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Created For You podcast. I do hope you enjoy the kid-friendly stories, songs, and whatever else is created just for you. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at the first ever Created For You podcast. Since you need to get to know me a little, I thought I would share some information about myself. So, here it goes. Oh, and if I get long-winded, remember each Created For You podcast has a special story, song, or both. So please wait for that. It's actually the reason I decided to do this, to share my creations and maybe bring you some fun entertainment. Okay, all the children call me Pop-Pop, and in the following story, Pop-Pop's Pond, you'll find out why. So, what do I do? Let's see. I'm an author, songwriter, and storyteller that loves to create books and songs for children. I even ghostwrite. Boo!
Boo!
Boo! Sorry about that. No, it doesn't mean I'm a ghost. It means I write for other authors. Now, all of my stories are educational, but believe me, I am not going to be a teacher, so don't worry, just have a good time. Now, a little bit about the story. Pop-Pop's Pond is a story about a real backyard pond and my very favorite place. It's not very big, but it has everything a big pond or small lake would have living in and around it. The story describes the pond, what lives in it, and instills a sense of wonder and respect for nature to the listener. Well, I've probably babbled too much, so have a listen to the very first Created For You book, Pop-Pop's Pond. Oh, it also has a fun song, so don't be shy about dancing.
Calling her grandfather, granddad, or grandpa. So he said to her one day, "Just call me Pop-Pop." And she did. Now, when she grew up and had children of her own, I became their Pop-Pop. The name has been with me ever since. I have an idea. I would like to share a story with you, a story about my pond. Do you know what a pond is? Well, in case you don't, a pond is like a hole in the ground filled with water. Yes, it's like a small lake, and just like a lake, different things live in the pond. So here is my story, the story of Pop-Pop's Pond. It is a story about some very special friends who live in Pop-Pop's Pond. The pond is a small but very, very special place. A lot of people have special places. Do you have one? Maybe a flower garden with all those different colors and wonderful smells? Or a vegetable garden where you grow yummy things to eat. Your room, a chair, or a place anywhere. Can you guess what lives in Pop-Pop's Pond? Did you say a fish? Well, clap your hands, you're right. There are big fish, little fish, and baby fish too. They come in many colors, except maybe blue. There are a lot of fish in Pop-Pop's Pond, and they are everyone's friend. If you put your fingers in the water and wiggle them, the fish swim right to your hand, and you can actually pet them. You do have to be very careful, though, so you don't hurt any of the fish or anything else in Pop-Pop's Pond. What else do you think lives in Pop-Pop's Pond? If you said a frog, clap your hands again, because you're right. The frogs in Pop-Pop's Pond grow from little tiny things that look like a fish. They are called tadpoles. As they get older and grow, they actually change into a frog. Isn't that amazing? Pop-Pop's Pond has fish, frogs, and flowers too. Flowers like lily pads that look like big green dinner plates floating on the water with pretty pink and yellow flowers. Ever hear of a cattail? No, not the one on a cat. The one that grows in water. It looks like a stick growing up from the water and has a brown, fuzzy, hot dog-looking thing at the top. Fish, frogs, flowers, and more. A whole wide world outside the door. There are dragonflies, butterflies, and spiders, too. Some of them are scary, but they won't hurt you. Pop-Pop's pond has everything. From fish with fins to bugs with wings. Things that swim, things that fly, things that hang, and things that crawl. Pop-Pop's pond, it has them all.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Created for You. Until next time, have a great day.